Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Crystal Mims, joined today by
Cameron Young, video editor.
Joseph Avila, assistant news editor.
Aaron Gretsch, news editor.
Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the UC monitoring of campus networks, as well as the Panama Papers, and the current elections going on here at UCR. So we're going to start with the UC monitoring. So the University of California Office of the President installed computer hardware capable of monitoring email transactions among computers across the UC system. So a few faculty members knew about this, a few didn't, but an email was sent out by Ethan Ligon, who is an associate professor of agriculture and resource economics at UC Berkeley, and he kind of like let everyone else know what was going on, kind of. And so I just want to ask you guys, what do you guys think about this? This is like a pretty big violation of privacy and everything.
It actually happened a couple months ago, or it was reported on a couple months ago.
Yeah, and I think I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything either. So I think that there's one part in the article where it says that they asked the people of the committee or whoever was installing them like to keep quiet about it.
Yeah,
and I think that's just questionable. If you're going to put something in and it's not going to be like, you know, it's not going to be used for anything that's like objectionable, it shouldn't be kept secret. You should right away tell people about it.
It says suspicious.
That they got an email about it right later or something, but it was still implemented like in the computer, in the computers, like while they were unaware of it. So, yeah.
Going off of like Joseph was actually mentioning, I think earlier this week he was saying that, well, it's not that surprising because when you think about it, Janet Napolitano was the head of the Department of Homeland Security, so she would know a lot about that. She would know which like companies to contract for this. She already has the connections in regards to a lot of security systems and regards to knowing, you know, what's the most up to date.
Mm-hmm.
So she would know how to implement this, you know, in a sneaky way, mm-hmm. whereas others wouldn't.
I mean, yeah, we should definitely continue to, like, follow the facts on it and stuff like that. But there hasn't been, I just think it still really is weird that we haven't heard about it. What do you think, Cameron?
Yeah.
I really don't know what to think about it. It kind of just showed up out of nowhere for me personally. I think there is an argument for this in like protecting maybe other faculty members, maybe maybe a potentially dangerous situation.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna ask you guys. Like, what do you think the purpose in doing this was? Because, I mean, they said that they did it July 15th in this 2015, and this was like after cyber attack on UCLA Health, and like that was, I guess, maybe their reasoning, but like.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think could, what else?
Well, it's more so that, not like the purpose, but more like what could possibly happen. Like possibly, like let's say that someone wanted to use it for corrupt like purposes. They could potentially, if they, you know, this was kept a secret from people, you know, like if surveillance is, it's very open-ended. There's a lot of things you can do with surveillance. You could use it for good, or you could also use it for bad. So I don't know what the purpose was. I'm sure it was to strengthen security. But like we also should keep in mind that surveillance can also be used against people, like, and it kind of has been historically.
We can also just check to see like where it goes from here. So I mean if there's like a lawsuit that rises from it, maybe that'll, you know, push the limits of it. I mean, you're still protected by your First Amendment rights, and if you're sharing, you know, private information, I'm pretty sure the UC doesn't really have ownership of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's yours. It was created for you. For example, someone had, like, access to my emails and, you know, somehow legally got access. I'm pretty sure I would be able to sue if they were trying to publish that or use that to, you know, like, slander me or,
Right. I'm not entirely sure about this, but I think that the Patriot Act allows for that. I'm not entirely sure, though. I know that, I mean, because, you know, this is in bigger context of the whole NSA leaks, you know, that happened, I don't know, what was it, a year ago, 2 years ago? However,
it's been a couple years.
like, I think that some of the things that they are able to do now, because the Patriot Act is in place, it's legal for them to do where it wouldn't be. Like the, what is it? The one of the amendments, the Fourth Amendment, or no? The one that's against search and seizure, unlawful searches and seizures. That's unconstitutional in, you know, when it's applied to that. But I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. I think the biggest problem with it, like for me, is kind of what you mentioned earlier. Like they were trying to keep it a secret. And that just makes, anytime you try to make something a secret, like it just makes it look really bad. Like if they would have came out and been like, we're going to implement this because we think we'll be able to protect you guys or whatever, blah, 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 that would have been cool. But the fact that they did it and they kind of didn't want anyone to know, I just think that,
Actually, I'm just kind of wondering how they put computer hardware into every faculty member's computer.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty easy to put software into everyone's computer, but actually physically putting in something into everyone's computer is kind of, you know.
Yeah. Well, they did it.
That's pretty crazy. But, I mean, what do you guys, I mean, as students, do you think this was something that, like, we should have been more aware of? I mean, like we said before, we didn't know. I didn't really, this was my first time hearing about it, like, yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just, like, as students, it's kind of, like, scary that we didn't, like, hear anything about this. Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. I think in general, like, a lot of students, like, when they come to college, they become very aware of a lot of structures that, like, exist out there in the world that affect a lot of people that you don't really, that no one really takes notice on. So, yeah, I think that this is important for students to factor in, like, you know, just when they think about the world and they think about, like, this university system and just in general, just when they think about things, they should definitely keep that in mind. You should definitely, I mean, we should all be mindful that this could potentially, you know, that this is affecting us somehow, that it could possibly in the future or something, you know.
I mean, I would agree this can really impact you. I mean, we're, Joseph's already gone. Cameron and I are about to leave. You have another year left. So, yeah, definitely look up, look into that. Because, yeah, the fact that they probably, I wonder how long they've had this for, actually.
Well, it's been at, it was reported on at the start of the year.
So, but how long have they actually, when did they implement, like, the,
since that the hardware was implemented across UC campuses, after the cyber attack on UCLA Health in July 2015.
Oh, so,
like,
it's been
recent. So, it's been recent. So, they don't really, I haven't, really used, I mean, I was gone for a summer, so I haven't really used that much.
Yeah. When I was, like, trying to find information on it, literally all I could find was an article from UC Berkeley's newspaper and UCLA's newspaper, and that was, like, kind of it. There was, like, it was not, it didn't seem like a very big deal. So that was, like, really fine. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what's currently going on with the situation, but, like, I don't really know what else they could do. I don't know. What do you guys hope comes from this?
I mean, just oversight. Like, some kind of oversight, you know? Like, over what they're doing and transparency, I guess. That's all that we could really ask for.
Mm-hmm. On the topic of shady things, we're going to turn it on over to the Panama Papers. So the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists published a massive leak of documents called the Panama Papers. And it's more than 11 million documents, which date back four decades, that are, like, connected to, like, a lot of offshore accounts for a lot of global power players. So, like, people, I think I heard Jackie Chan was, like, included in this, and, like,
that,
a lot of people in government and things like that. So all this was released, and I don't know, there hasn't been too much coverage in the U.S. of it, to be honest, but that's because I think like a good amount of U.S. like people weren't really included in it. But I know that the Prime Minister of Iceland has, like, stepped down because of accusations and everything like that. So it is a pretty big deal. You can, like, go online and kind of find out everyone who's been, like, accused of different things and everything. So what do you guys think about all that?
Not really that surprising when you think about it. I mean, people hiding money off in offshore's account has always been rumored about.
Yeah.
I mean, this just really just confirms our suspicion. Kind of going back to the NSA thing, I mean, if the law is going to allow it, people are going to always try to find loopholes to get out of certain laws, like taxes, and people are always trying to find loopholes. Well, not loopholes, are going to try to use the certain laws to the extent of their power.
Right.
Like the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Well, this isn't just anyone. These are, like, global elite, basically, is, like, who it seems to be. I think people should be outraged about it, about, you know, surveillance and about these things, too. Like, just because we've known about it all this time doesn't mean that we shouldn't want it to change. Like, yeah, growing up, you hear a lot about, I don't know, I remember remembering, like, the Cayman Islands was always referenced, like, as places where people put money offshore. Like, I don't think that should be an accepted practice. Like, you know, these people are making millions of dollars and they're putting it offshore so that it's not taxed and so that it doesn't go back to the government, like, who to go back to the people, basically. I mean, yeah, it's the government at the top, but I mean, eventually it's the people too. Like, when you're hiding, like, billions or millions, you know, however much money they're hiding out, like, that's money that could be going back to the people or the government or something, you know, like, for the betterment of the government, for the betterment of services that we're offering. Like, we're, you know, crippled student debt and all this, like, just people have debt and, like, no one, you know, they're always arguing about the deficit and stuff like that. If you really think about it, if these Americans, like, you know, because there are Americans that are implicated. I don't remember which ones they were, because the papers also highlighted that America is a place where people hide money too. Like, I just think it's crazy that they can just hide money like that. Point being, though, we should find out more. We should want to change. We should be aware of this. Like, are we just going to accept that, like, people can do this? Like, just because you have a bunch of money that you can just hide it off, and, you know, we can't do that. There's not any place for regular people who don't make millions of dollars to just be like, oh no, like, I'll just put this somewhere else. And, like, the taxes, they hurt people, a lot of people. Taxes, the tax system, like, it takes a lot of money out of your check. Like, especially if you don't make very much, like, you know, if you make just ends meet or whatever, it's not fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hypocritical to see people like David Cameron, and, like, his father was in, you know, like, was mentioned in the Panama Papers, who, yeah, his son, who's Prime Minister of the UK, wants to cut social welfare programs, cut, you know, the extent of public education, the National Health Service, and all this, but he contributes very little to providing for these social programs. He really just wants to keep, it's just out of, I guess, just sheer selfishness.
Mm-hmm. I think it really, like, adds to or kind of confirms our suspicions over the past few years of, like, these shady practices. I think with current events going on recently over the past few months, especially, like, with Brazil, and I think with, I mean, with, like, the weird gas prices with, like, Saudi Arabia, right. It kind of definitely, like, adds fire to the flame with, it kind of gives a lot more information on the people that, people are calling out, and it's really interesting to see this all unfold.
Yeah.
And 11 million documents, that's quite a lot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I wonder how long it's going to take. Like, people have probably gone through the entire thing.
To sift through? Well, I think they're still sifting through, like, the Snowden leaks, like, and that was way less than... This is the biggest leak of information like this in history, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I heard they didn't all go through the Snowden leaks yet, though?
Or no, they're still publishing stories about surveillance. The Intercept is run by Glenn Greenwald, who's the Pulitzer Prize-winning, like, journalist who, like, reported, who broke the story, who helped to break the Snowden story. He's still going through them and writing articles. They're crazy. They should be making front-page news, but some of the stuff that they're publishing, like, but it doesn't.
So, do you guys think there's going to be, like, any repercussions or anything for, like, these people? No. Or, like, what do you think happens?
I mean, people like to get outraged and forget about it the next week.
Well,
and
I mean,
focus on something else, like Kim Kardashian.
Well, I mean, like, in America, like, in Iceland, the people protested
and
the guy stepped down. Like, that shows right there. Like, I mean, I hope that it happens at a wider scale, but it doesn't seem like it so far. It doesn't seem like too many people are taking to the streets, but I'm sure that as the months go on, people, it's going to be more factored into the discourse. But, like, I wish we could all be like Iceland, where we all go to the streets and push you know, and demand that people answer to this, and people are held accountable. But unfortunately, in the days and times that we live in, like, there's not as much as it can be. Like, it's not proportionate. The outrage is not proportionate to the crime.
Yeah, and, like, just as we're all, like, journalists here, how important do you think it was that, you know, the ICIJ, like, reported on this, got the, you know, got the story out? And, like, also the fact with safety, I'm thinking, because, like, this is, like, a really big deal, and I feel like I'd be super worried about my safety, like, if I leak something like this, you know? Yeah. So, but just how important do you think it is, like, as a journalist, like, to, you know, have this be, make this important and, like, get the story out to the public and everything?
Very important. Like, it's like the basis of what a journalist is supposed to do. You're supposed to hold the people who are in power accountable. Like, and there are going to be a lot of, like, I don't know. I feel like as time goes on, people are going to start to catch on more. And, like, the fact that it's all aimed at these rich people, like, they should be, like, you know, they should be, like, not scared, but they should be, like, aware. And they should be, I mean, yeah, maybe they should be scared that, like, people are starting to be like, hey, like, you can't do this. Or at least they're more aware, you know? Like, just don't be shady, please, rich, powerful people of the world. Like, just, please, like, be like us, or, like, come down to earth and, like, be down here, like, eat McDonald's and, like, go to Walmart and, like, eat top ramen. Like,
the people in charge of all that are, like, the elite shady people, though.
It's true.
I mean, thank you. I mean, I'm not
still,
a
it's
joke.
Just
I'm being serious.
It's just yeah, just a point.
I'll say, like, what Killer Mike said. He said, he was like, eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, not because you like it,
because you're broke.
Because you have to.
Sometimes
you don't understand that, you don't have that mentality, like, you just can't, like, understand the struggle of, like, other people, you know?
Definitely insulates them to a lot of rich people if they feel like they can get away with it. I mean, power and money are both, they're synonymous nowadays. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's more like, you know, I don't know. They shouldn't think that they can just do this and get away with it, but they might, so.
True. Well, hopefully everyone will take it more seriously and will, like, hear more, like, about it, at least here in the U.S. too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom, broadcasting on KUCR 88.3 FM, streaming online at KUCR.org, on the KUCR app from the App Store, or the TuneIn app on Android. All right, so we're going to switch gears to more UCR-centric things. The elections are taking place this week. Exciting stuff. You can vote for all your favorite candidates all throughout this week until Friday. Voting takes place at the Bell Tower, as well as online at elections.ucr.edu. At the Bell Tower, if you want to vote there, it's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And yeah, you have a chance to support your student leaders. You can also check out our elections guide, which is in the issue of the newspaper this week. So if you're not too familiar with ASUCR and all that jazz, you can become a bit more familiar. What do you guys think about elections and, you know, campaigning and all that good stuff? Anyone you really support or?
Well, I can say that the elections went by really quick this year. 3 weeks compared to
five.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just went by too quick.
I'm happy for that, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely a good reason for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I am really excited to see independent candidates. Like, that's cool to see people who are running and aren't beholden to, like, a party agenda or a party. Like, this is our, what do they call it? This is our platform. Like, and they all kind of have the same progress, pride, or whatever. However.
At least I hope people know, like, who the independents are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely, like, I know Arturo personally, or at least I know I'm, like, acquainted with him, and I think he's, like, a good guy who's running, and I know that he's very invested in the community and, like, in, like, activism and in just different communities in UCR, so it's good to see him running for president.
Yeah, That's cool. I like, yeah, like you said, it's good, I think, when independents run, because a lot of the times, I mean, I even moderated with the director debates, and you can tell, like, sometimes when people are, like, associated with a certain party, mm-hmm. like, it's not, it doesn't sound like them speaking, yeah. like, they all just kind of say exactly the same thing, or, like, they'll just like scream,
yeah,
and then I don't even know what the person's saying, you know. So like, it's good when like you can see, but you know, that's not always the case. Sometimes people right. associated with different parties right. do like have their own, you know, agenda mm-hmm. and like things they like to get done or like things they see that should be changed. So I think that's good. One of the Chas senator candidates that's running, Shimmy, came to talk to me and like really just wanted me to know like what he was like going for and everything. So that was pretty cool. That seemed like he was really invested in the cause and everything.
I kind of know him. We were both like doing an RA application process. He's always been a really nice guy.
Yeah. So yeah.
As long as people remember that you're representing the students and you're like you can have like you can establish like not a camaraderie, but like you can have dialogue with the student and not have them not feel like you're, because I've talked to some people where they kind of just didn't really care to know who I was, or like when I'm a candidate, you know, I'll go to them or ask them their name or whatever. They didn't really, there were some, a few of them that were just like not as personable as you should, as you could be, like when you're running to represent students, like mm-hmm. that's your main goal is to represent the college that you come from and the student, the varied, diverse student opinions, like, and be able to like reconcile all of that and be and still be a candidate who, like, you know, wants to have the best for the students, as opposed to somebody who just has, you know, who has this as a resume builder, who has this as a whatever, I'm just going to be here and not really care about the students. Like, I mean, I wish that we could, that at a student government level, it could be like that, but sometimes not the case, but that's okay. It's what makes it interesting sometimes, I guess.
True. What do you guys think, or like, what are you hoping to see if you were to be here next year? Because I know all you guys are leaving.
I just want the referendum passed. But that's the thing. I want the Highlander newspaper information
put that out there.
Yes. What?
That's really the only reason I'm voting. I'm going to just come out clean with it.
What Aaron is referring to is us at the Highlander newspaper are trying to get a referendum passed called the Highlander News Reformation. It's on the ballot this elections time around, and we're trying to get a $2 increase to our current quarterly fee, and basically that's going to help us improve and like expand our current departments and continue providing, you know, great news and great stories for all of you guys, and like just try to be a better campus newspaper, and hopefully we can, you know, get your support on that. So if you do vote, remember to vote yes.
Yes, please. Yes.
It's only $2, guys.
Yes.
That's like a cup of coffee.
You guys were fine with like the $200 fee increase for the new gym. You can be like, you know, you can be okay with the $2 increase.
Yes.
I mean, not everyone was okay with it, because there were people who spoke up against the $200. The But that being said, if you were able to put up with that, you know, for a year, you can do it. Like, it's not about raising student fees. That's not what, you know, we should be boiled down to. That's not what it should be looked at. It should be looked at like the broader process. $2, I can give $2, and then like a bunch of people can have, you know, the Highlander can be better, and you know, the journalism type like organization at a school can be better. Like, why wouldn't you want that for your school?
Mm-hmm. If you're interested in journalism, you know, sorry to tell you this, but we are your only option, okay? There is no journalism program at UCR. So, you know, this is the only outlet for students. And mm-hmm. I think that people should take that very seriously. I mean, personally, I do. So,
yeah.
You're so passionate when you're speaking about that. I was about to snapchat it. I decided against it.
But, you know, and also, if you're... Laptopping has been legalized by ASCCR, but, you know, they're very adamant about letting people know that's not the best route to go if you are running.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're approached by anyone and you feel very uncomfortable, remember to just walk away.
Yes.
That is your right, you know. Right. But what do you guys think about the whole laptopping scandal and all that.
I mean, it's definitely something that is in the past, but there are things, there are like, how do you say, like, there's a legacy somewhat because it is legal now. And it's hearsay, but, you know, I have heard from some people that they've either seen it or whatever. I mean, it's here, like, you know, it's legal now, so that's fine. But, like, I just think you shouldn't, just don't do it. Like, please don't get yourself laptoped, and just don't laptop. That's not a way to win elections. I was talking to Aaron earlier today, like, there's voter suppression going on in this country right now. Like, there are people who are trying to steal vote, like, who are trying to mess with the, like, voting system. Like, there's just a lot of, like, stuff like that going on, and I don't think that in the broader context, at like, as students, we should be doing something that's similar to, not as voter suppression, but, like, just rigging the voting. Just don't do it, please. Just, it doesn't make you look good. If people are not going to vote for you, they're not going to vote for you. Don't, just take a loss. Just, you know, it's okay to lose sometimes, like, but don't force people to vote for you. And be smart enough. You may not care about your vote, but there are people who really do, like people at the Highlander and people who support us. Like, it matters a lot to us. It matters, you know, to the future of it, because, you know, there are people, there are other, what is it, UC Davis, we were saying, like,
UC Davis.
Yeah, they're like, they're just online now because, you know, there wasn't enough funding there. I mean, I don't want to say that that's going to happen to the Highlander, but, like, you know, take it seriously, please.
And seriously, to all the organizations that are out there, you know, helping out us, shout out to you guys, shout out to ASPB, shout out to KUCR for always kind of helping and working with us anytime that we need to. Shout out to the various academic departments that have helped us with projects and helped us with articles and interviews.
And our readers, too.
And our readers. Yeah. Our readers. Yeah. You guys are the reason we're here. You guys are the reasons we have writers. Readers turn into writers or turn into... designers, turn into photographers, turn into videographers. There's a lot that you can do. Turn into our advertising team now that we've just added.
Yeah. We're really accessible. The Highlander is a really accessible place for students to just go. You don't have to jump through hoops and stuff. You know, you just have to come be present, and you have a journalism, like, you know, organization there at your, to, you know, to, at your fingertips. Like,
yeah, definitely. Being a student-run program, I can definitely say, like, thank you to everyone who's, like, actually acknowledged, you know, the importance of journalism in our program and, like, helped us keep it going. Because, like, we definitely do, like, need all the help we can get. And, like, it's definitely greatly appreciated.
Yeah, and we take it seriously.
Special shout-out to Aaron for being with us forever.
Ooh, Mahoney.
Mahoney. Money Mahoney.
If you're able to get out and vote and, like, support your fellow students and all that good stuff, and us as well. This has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. I'm just going to wrap it up by saying get out and vote. Vote yes on the Highlander News Reformation. And,
second, and turn into KUCR at all times.
Yeah. Check out Highlander TV, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shameless plug for Cameron, since he forgot to do this. Watch the Killer Mike lecture if you were not able to attend it. Great. All four of us went, and it was great.
Yeah.
Yes. Killer Mike's a great guy. Yeah. Definitely watch it. He says a lot of good and interesting things in that lecture.
We have the full lecture online.
Yes. All right. Thank you guys for listening.